Do we have any data from the adjuvant trastuzumab studies in terms of brain mets, the differential, if any?
Yeah, so what we know from the adjuvant trials is that certainly brain mets weren't so common that it eliminates the huge benefit from trastuzumab. I think there were people before we had the results from the adjuvant trials who feared that trastuzumab would work, but it would be such a problem in terms of brain metastases that the benefits that one might see might be negligible because many, many women would be showing up with brain metastases. And that's clearly not the case. More women on the trastuzumab-containing arms had brain metastases as their first event, as the first site of relapse, than women who were on the trastuzumab-containing arms. Overall, from what I know, it appears that the number of women who had brain metastases in the trastuzumab arms versus the control arms simply weren't very different. It just didn't work in the brain. So there were a small number of women in both arms who had brain metastases. And I guess in my mind, even though there was a huge benefit from trastuzumab in these studies, we're dealing with, somewhere in the range of a couple of percent of women who are developing recurrence in the brain. And in some cases, recurrence in the brain when recurrences are not developing elsewhere. And if we're really going to solve the problem of HER2-positive breast cancer, we're going to have to solve this CNS problem as well.
What do you think the solution is going to be?
I'm hopeful that lapatinib or a similar drug may be part of the solution. Let me mention just a couple of other things about lapatinib and the brain, if I can. One is that in our study, we did do PET scans to try to get a sense as to whether there were metabolic changes in the tumors in the brain. And we did see early changes suggesting that lapatinib was actually getting into the brain. The other comment is that in the study that Chuck Geyer and David Cameron led, the capecitabine-lapatinib versus capecitabine trial, there was a numerical decrease in the number of women who developed brain metastases on the lapatinib arm, also providing some encouraging data that lapatinib is getting into the brain and maybe exerting some effect there. So I think we'll have to see, but my hope is that by using an agent that has greater potential to get into the brain, that we may be able to eliminate brain metastases as a site of recurrence in a greater proportion of women with early-stage breast cancer. And of course, then the other hope is that maybe we will have predictors of who does and who does not develop brain metastases. And if that's the case, one can consider focused approaches for those women at higher risk.
Any predictors out there that you think are promising?
None that I know of at the moment.